Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, March 20th. Happy first day of spring to everybody. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again all over the world. We're glad to have you. And we're looking forward to having a good call tonight. And let's do this before we go to Sue for a wonderful teaching. I really enjoyed a series of teachings that Sue has had for us in recent weeks. And tonight will be no exception. It'll be very good and uplifting and edifying and teaching. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll take it one step at a time through the call. Lord God, thank you so much that we have a place where we can meet on this platform, speak to Big Call Universe all around the globe. Thank you for this opportunity and for the information coming our way. And thank you so much for everything that you've done to prepare us in advance for this incredible blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, another marvelous time. Looking forward to another great teaching. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And this is a very beautiful time for all of us to, we all have different lives, but we get to share in this deepening experience. And it's with great honor that I get to select these and bring these to you so we can have that shared experience. And this is called Whatever God Has Put in Your Heart. Are you declaring victory over your life, over your family, over your career? Nothing happens until you speak. When you get up in the morning, you need to make some declarations of faith. Whatever God has put in your heart, declare that it will come to pass. I say every day, I'm increasing in favor, in wisdom and influence. Everything I speak is coming into being. God is taking all of us where we have never gone before in safety and ease and wisdom. You have to speak favor into your future. I declare every day that the people that I love will fulfill their destinies. Their gifts and talents will come out to the full. They will supersede anything that they and we have done. Ever since I got into this work, I realized that I was destined to lead people in new directions, just like you'll be leading people in new directions. And I think to myself, I called you in. I said so. One man wrote and told how his wife tried to get him to watch and participate in one of the programs that we had done, but he wouldn't do it. One day he was flipping through and came across one of our messages. Normally he would just not listen and rush ahead. But this time, for some reason, he stopped. And he finagled the radio so he could hear us and listen. He said, the funny thing is that when he'd finished listening to our program, he had this realization that without it, he wouldn't have come in to this new understanding of how to create his reality in Jesus' name. When you declare favor over your life and over your future, God will make things happen that should never have happened. Our attitude can be, I'm coming out of debt, I'm coming out of doubt, and I'm saying so. This will be my best year, and the rest of my years will be the blessing years of my entire existence, and I'm saying so. I will overcome every obstacle, and I'm saying so. I will accomplish my dreams. I will share those dreams with those that I love, and I'm saying so. I'm building a new earth, and I'm building a new me in Jesus' name, and I'm saying so. That's our teaching for tonight.
Ooh, thank you, Sue. That's a really beautiful, powerful teaching. Saying that what we say with our mouth, we do speak into existence. It either is there to support and edify and build up, or we speak something that hurts and tears down. Depends on what we choose, and that's where the mind comes in. The mind determines what the mouth speaks, and it's really important to try to keep our talk and our self-talk, you know, elevated and positive. And how many times have we said things about ourselves, our own person, our own body, that have been negative or have been something, you know, that's not beneficial to even speak it? And when you speak it, you hear yourself speak it, and that reinforces it as well. So that's why it's so important to let our self-talk be positive. Don't ever say anything negative about yourself that, oh, I'm such a dumbass. I did this. I did that. I shouldn't have done this. Or why did I, you know, try to keep that absolutely non-existent. But keep the idea of positivity and thinking and speaking good things into your own life and into the lives of others. You know, if you have an opportunity to say something nice to somebody that you meet or even on the phone, give them a compliment. Give them that compliment. If you're thinking about it, go ahead and say it. Same thing is if all of a sudden you have an opportunity to pray for someone and you're thinking, oh, when I get home and I get sequestered into my prayer closet and you get on my knees, no, don't wait. If God prompts you by the Holy Spirit to think of someone or pray for someone, do it now. Do it then. Don't wait. Do it now. Pray. That's what praying constantly means in the Bible, or pray continuously, some translations say. In other words, when you get in a situation where you can pray for somebody, do it then. How many times have you seen an ambulance or heard an ambulance go by or a fire truck go by? Have you thought about praying for the people on the other end that are going to receive that ambulance? Or maybe there's somebody in there you can pray for on the way to the hospital. Or maybe there's a fire truck on the way to put out a fire and you can pray for the family that the fire is affecting. Yeah, when you have those mental cues, you know, when you hear something or see something like that, respond. Respond and pray at that time. And I think if we start thinking about that and doing that and actually praying, and it doesn't have to be super out loud, it can be just barely above a whisper. God hears, but it is better to pray out loud than it is to pray silently. It is better. And obviously, there are times when you're not going to want to pray out loud. If you're in a little group setting, maybe, it all depends. The other day I was having lunch with a friend, I guess this was Friday, and behind me I heard a man pray with his wife for their meal. And I thought, well, you know me, I've got to say something to him. So I thanked him for doing that, And I thanked him. I said, I'm not the only one that prays for lunch or prays for dinner when I'm out. Because I do that. It's second nature. And he appreciated the fact that I said that to him. He thought it was a nice thing that I mentioned that to him. So, you know, this is the ability that we have to say positive things and to praise God and to thank God for our food and for all these other things that we have, for our health, for everything that we're given as a gift. So I think positive self-talk is very important, and to try to keep anything that you would normally even think that was negative, try to keep it to yourself. That don't even vanish the thought. Keep it all positive and see the very best in people. See the best in people, even if they're bugging you, even if they're saying something that you don't want to hear. You might even call them your enemies. Hopefully they're not enemies, but you still want to pray for them, speak positively about them and to them. And this is not the easiest thing to do, but it's what we're called to do. So that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. Thank you for it. I think it's very strong and very, very much what we should be aware of. Bob, how did you see the teaching, and how do you let that affect your self-talk?
Yeah, I thought it was really great. And it's, you know, even though it's the first day of spring and daylight savings, it's dark out here. You know, and I'm looking out over the dark, but
yep.
Here Sue comes with this teaching to bring light, and all yep. of a sudden now things are changed. And I really loved it. I started thinking about, you know, what has God put in your heart, as you're saying, in claiming victory over your mm-hmm. career and family matters. And then I started thinking, well, if Sue's also talking about, you know, the getting things set straight in the morning and what could be the most important thing, and I thought, perhaps it's first claiming victory over your proclamation, your declaration, as Sue was talking about. What's first? What are we going to declare? Well, first you have to claim a victory over that, and what might you proclaim? And thinking about the day ahead, you might think about who the people are in your life that you're going to come into contact with this day, and who are the ones that may really need you to be on your A game today for them. And if you're thinking about this and really thinking about what Sue was inspiring, which is really get focused in God, then perhaps, you know, we might say for these three people, you know, John and Jane and Joe, I'm going to bring the whole kingdom of heaven in all of its glory, bring that forth from my soul and my heart, and to uplift all three of them. And here I am this morning in God's paradise, the paradise he created for us. And paradise is where we are right now. So we're going to honor God's creation. And I'm going to also honor God himself, the creator. And therefore, also, I can honor myself as this child of God that gave me the ability and the ability to choose to express the whole glory of God towards my friends and colleagues on this amazing day. And as I've proclaimed that I am this child of God, and I'm honoring myself as such, so then I might better honor the others. and that victory Sue talked about at the beginning, I might, in such a state of mind, be able to taste victory. Victory over myself, but at the same time, under God.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Bob, thank you for that.
Very good, Bob. I like that. It's excellent. Mm. Sue, we always come to you after Bob and I comment on the teaching. And how did the teaching reorganize or reorient or edify your thought process and your words?
This is one of the bigger ones for me. I'm just stunned. It's like trying to hit, you know, something out of the ballpark, Bob. What I really loved, both of you brought so much, and I'm going to see if I can do this cogently with short, strong. But Bob, when you were talking about victory and being in the awareness and the frequency, here's the difference. Being in the awareness and the feeling in the morning that you are bringing through the golden light of Christ and God to move into that state of being and choose to say, that is how I'm going to live, in the frequency of I'm in God's paradise by my consciousness and my awareness. And that I can practice that. I can practice being one with that higher awareness. And so just hold on to that, because when Bruce was speaking, I was thinking about a very good, deep friend, and I bet you a lot of people are going to relate to this, so this is, I have to get this out. And I like being in God's awareness as much as I can, but he would say kind of harsh things about himself, and I would witness that, and I'd say, please don't say that about yourself. Please don't say that about yourself. And I remember, and this is, I don't know how I'm going to get everybody to keep this, but I remember that what I felt inside when somebody is speaking negatively, like you said, Bruce, like dumbass, or hurting themselves with their words.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the last time you experienced that. I actually felt unsafe. And so this is a big teaching. Not only about, and here's really what it is, when people are saying negative things about themselves, and I know, Bob, you've seen it in sports, I've seen it in sports, I actually spoke about another coach and said they shouldn't be speaking to you like that. It's survival. It's old 3D survival energy. And we all have it. We all have remnants of not being in that paradise frequency, that deep bliss bubble, that bubble, that creation, that space, where you're not just saying your words. So you can say these words, but when you feel them, when you feel I am the paradise of my dreams come true. I am the ability when someone is not happy with something to be able to hold my frequency in the paradise of God. I'm able to me, this teaching brought up for me that most people are in survival. And when you spoke, Bruce, about, you know, praying for people, I could get myself in trouble, but I'm going to get very real here. I'm always making sure that I'm coming from a really pure, not people-pleasing, making sure that sometimes people that are in survival, they can't hear, they have a hard time receiving. And I literally, that same friend said, I'm not used to someone saying such kind, good things about me.
Mm-hmm.
I've really learned a lot that sometimes you can bless people with the power of you holding your internal prayers, like seeing, wow, this person is becoming free from survival. They're stepping into their best. And then you don't even create the resistance. Because sometimes when you come right and you go, oh, I'm going to pray for you, that's there are lots of motivations for that. And so I've learned for myself that, number one, staying in that frequency, in that paradise, and that energy, that's my number one job. Speaking it for myself and deciding, can it be received so it doesn't shock these people that are in front of me, and it just, or can I do it subtly as an intention that just goes out and touches them without bringing up resistance? The point is, and this is the conclusion, the goal is to feel the blessing of your intent, your prayer, so that you are literally standing as the prayer that you want for the person. This is my opinion. And they will feel that in your presence. And then to bless yourself with the dynamic power, like Bob was saying, of two things. The words, one side of the brain is the words. The other side is, if those words were true and you were having the experience of those words and you were one with that experience, wouldn't you be feeling God's paradise? Because you would be one with God. So that's what I want to say.
Thank you, Sue.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Bob. Yeah, I think what we say, you know, about ourselves and about if we line up with what God's word says that we are, like, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, for example. Or, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, those types of things God says that we are. And if we speak those things to ourselves and make that part of our self-talk, I think that's not only edifying to us, but edifying to those around us as well, that are able to witness that in us. Thank you for your comments, Sue. Thank you, Bob, for yours as well. And another good teaching, another very good teaching. Thank you, Sue. Well, let's slide into the realm of praise reports and prayer requests, Sue, and see if we have any that we can bring out tonight.
So we'll start with a prayer request.
Okay.
We have a friend named Richard who lives in London, England. He needs a surgery to repair a hernia and is suffering. Their health system seems so backed up. Could you pray for his healing and also that he gets in to see a doctor very soon?
Okay.
And Lee, you need an email to contact Sue. We'll get to that in my segment. So just listen to my segment. So let's pray for your friend Richard. And let's everybody just take a nice slow deep breath and open up to receive Christ and be one with Christ and send prayers to Richard. And we see Richard moving through his current healthcare system, surrounded by our prayers, by the light of Christ. And we see that Richard is opening to the understanding that Christ in him is helping him, as well as Christ in everyone around him, to step through this, to move through this, to even have something like the med bed to look forward to, and that he's being deeply supported and blessed with everything that he needs to quickly heal, get through this, and potentially even find himself in a med bed. And so we're surrounding him in this beautiful, radiant light of Christ so that all of the elements of his highest healing are now in place. He's receiving them, he's healed, and he's blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Another one. Don't let me forget about Richard. I better write it down. Don't worry. I take responsibility. I'm accountable. I'm sovereign. Here we go. I'm new to your services, and I'm grateful for any prayers you can send up for me and advice. This is for his client, Julie. Client Brandon, he's in the hospital with pneumonia and bowel issues. He has cerebral palsy and seizure disorder. Next, please pray for me as I'm in a verbally abusive relationship with an old boyfriend that doesn't want to move out of my home. Because of the years of abuse, I mentally freeze up when he shows his anger, and because I live in common law state Washington, he wants half of my house value. Please may God provide the money and a good attorney to evict him. He also wants to take my dog. Thank you. Wow. Okay.
Anybody that would take your dog, that's crossing the line, yeah. Sue.
Yes, okay. So what we're going to do, this is going to be very, very powerful, so please indulge. Julie, we are seeing that the tentacles of dark energy, controlling energy, energy that seeks to abuse or hurt you, are now being flash cleared from everywhere in your, we're going to get a little scientific here, bioenergetic field. I want you to see yourself surrounded in a golden column of Christ's light that is so powerful, and it's literally dissolving everything that has come against you, the thought forms, the abuse, the dog, the everything. Your dog is being cleared. Your house is being cleared. It's all being released in the name of Christ. And I want you to see and I want you to practice that there's literally like 1,000 suns of Christ's light coming into your home and pushing out this toxic energy, which has plagued our planet for way too long, that cannot dominate you. You are the light of Christ. You are the powerful creator that you're meant to be. And you're being supported by who knows how many millions of people that are hearing this, that may be needing this same prayer, and you command these energies, these forces, this influence to leave your space. Even if you don't see it happening right away, it is in you that it is no longer with you. And there is nothing. Do not entertain those thought forms. And see yourself surrounded with such a shield of protection. Go into sleep with that shield of protection around you tonight so that you say to yourself, when I wake up in the morning, I'm 100 times more free, powerful, clear, and with the solutions that I need in Christ, that this can't touch me. It is done in Christ, and you are about to walk through into this new place, but you must not entertain those thoughts that are outside of you. You must center your mind on God. And you do that now, and you sleep with God, and you sleep with a fortress of light around you, and your house, and your dog. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
You don't want to mess with me with this kind of stuff. Oh, man.
No, no. Not at all.
Do not. With all of us, not just Sue, all of us.
Not okay. Just you.
One more? Yeah. Oh. Okay. I guess this is our final one. Oh, I want to say I spoke to a gentleman today. John, this is for you and Sue. And they lost a son who is 35 years old to a heart attack.
Oh, that's so sad.
And they were just in deep bereavement. So we're going to say a prayer for John and Sue. And we understand that that is just a loss that is profound. And we ask that you notice the love and the depth and the connection and the beauty that you had with your son. And you honor that and you celebrate that, because your son is in a different dimension. He's still with you. He's just not visible to you, and he's with Christ. And we just honor your process of grieving this, keeping your hearts opened, realizing that your hearts are going to grow and expand and be even more because of this love. And we just ask you to be gentle and to have, thank God you have each other, and we're thinking of you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And now we go to Genia.
Mm.
Pray and goals for 2025. Put God first in everything. Yes. Pray daily. Yes. Read passages of God's word every day. Yes. Walk by faith, not by sight. Yes. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Yes. Focus on Jesus, not the world. Yes. Always trust God's plan. Amen and amen. That was beautiful, Jeannie. Happy spring. Today, March 20th, embrace nature, plant seeds, engage in spring cleaning, and reflect on new beginnings or participate in cultural traditions like egg decorating or feasts. 23 days until Passover, 31 days until Easter for 2025, 67 days until Memorial Day, 5/26/25, 93 days until the first day of summer, arrives on Friday, June 20th. International Day of Happiness, Thursday, 3/2025. If you're happy and you know it, celebrate it on International Day of Happiness, March 20th. And just think about what we just did with all our prayers, and just realize, do you realize that there are people, there's every spectrum happening on earth right now. Everything. Total despair, horrible things, but there are also people that are welcoming babies and new birds coming onto the planet and puppies being born and children. I mean, there's so much, and we can be happy for that. Spring begins today, 3/20/25. Spring symbolizes new beginnings and fresh starts, the perfect opportunity to launch a better you. Embrace a positive mindset and launch big. National Flower Day, 3/21/25. Give someone flowers, bring flowers home, go for a nature walk. As Young as You Feel Day, Saturday, 3/22/25, when they say age is just a number, it wasn't a lie after all. It doesn't matter how old you are. Cuddly Kitten Day, Bruce. Sunday, and Judy and Leo, 3/23/25. A special day for cuddling the feline fur baby in your life. What makes that day so important are these two figures. 90 million domesticated kitties in the U.S. alone, and 220 million domesticated cats around the world. But it's way more than that, too. Today we continue to pray for a heavenly and loving Father for the following, for all our leaders and listeners on the big call, especially for their health, Pastor Scott's health, and everyone who has requested prayers for health, MegBeds, Jet Jubilee, RV Blessings, R&R, SNS, and Dividend Check. And the ability, I'm adding this, and the ability to feel that reality in your body right now. You are one with that reality. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially everyone's health and well-being. We pray for President Trump and his whole team and Elon Musk. We bless their health, their energy, and their safety. They may find all fraud and corruption and bring peace to this country. We also pray for world peace. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Blessings to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
Safe. That's right.
Yes.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for all those mentions. And thank you for Happiness Day today. And you know what the happiest country is, according to the surveys that were done? The happiest nation in the world. The happiest nation, Sue. Can you guess?
Norway? Norway? Norway?
You're in the right region. You're in the right region.
Sweden.
How about you?
Sweden,
Bob,
or Norway?
You know the answer?
Finland? One and three. Sweden,
three,
Norway,
three.
Or Finland? I can. Bob, I can do whatever I want. Norway?
No, no, you can't. Not on this call, no. Bob, what do you think it is? It's not Russian, Bob, I can tell you that. Sue, your third guess. Yeah.
I'm going to say Finland.
Finland.
Finland is correct.
Oh.
Finland
okay.
is correct. And you know what? The U.S. is no longer in the top 20 happiest nations in the world. We dropped down to 24. 24. So
that's good, because then now we have something. Now we have something to create and generate.
That's right. And I don't know why the Finnish people are so happy, except that they're in darkness half of the year. But other than that, they're not in darkness half the year. They have limited sunshine in the winter. We know that they're so far north to Alaska.
Ruth, they say the biggest factor is their social welfare safety net. And because they don't leave people to become homeless or, you know, other things related, other problems like poor education stuff that's related to poverty, they don't allow that to happen to people. And so as a result, the population in general has a sense of comfort and a sense of safety and security that leads to happiness and then gives them freedom. Because of that safety net, they're not focused on that extreme provision, you know, securing of provision type of energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have the freedom to do things that they love and like that. It's not necessarily that they did a study on that, but when they ask the people in Finland, that tends to be
right. The
most common answer.
That makes sense to me. Yeah. I mean, Finland was an early guess that I had, actually, before I heard the result. But then Norway, you know, is right there with Sweden in between Finland and Norway. So I think all of those countries are going to be in the top 10. I would think those three would be in the top 20 at least, maybe top 10. But, yeah, that's good, Bob. That's a good explanation of that. And that makes some sense to me. So, yep, having that safety net, social safety net and everything is great for them. Yeah, the fact that we've got homeless in this country is something I hope that we can really work to eliminate, try to get everybody to not be homeless. I think some of them do it out of their own choice and some don't do it out of their own choice. But thank you, though, for that. That's really good, Bob. I appreciate that. And Sue, yeah, your three guesses, I think, are all very good, especially your third guess, Finland, was correct. And so thank you for that. Thank you for your participation. And now, Sue, as we go into your segment, what is it that you'd like us to know tonight that maybe we don't know already or maybe that we need to be reminded of?
Well, don't you love when people give you real-life examples and they tell you a story and they give you something to deepen into what will increase your well-being? I do. I know I do. So tonight, I'm just realizing I have to switch. I woke up and I was very aware that it was the first day of spring. And I was also very aware that this isn't just the first day of spring. There are researchers out there that are talking about it tomorrow through the 25th is the end of a 25,000-year cycle that the Mayans studied called the Kali Yuga. And the Kali Yuga was the deepest, darkest time of humanity going into its darkest age, and then it's ending tomorrow. So it's called contextual intelligence, when you kind of expand beyond just what you normally know. I was very aware that between what we're all going to be going through and, you know, this shift into the new, into things we haven't done before, into things we may never have experienced in terms of love, in terms of ease, in terms of well-being, and how we're going to consciously design that, consciously separate, tweeze out from a sort of ghetto planet, maybe, or just any of the things that have been survival, distractions, things that have kept us in kind of a uneasiness and white knuckling. And so that's something I do a lot, and like reviewing, seeing what I'm feeling, what can I do to get better in this spring to summer. So I had a pretty tight window, and I literally just wrote down some what I'm going to call tiny experiments. And I made some decisions about things that I was no longer going to participate in, the things that I had already let go of, you know, how I was going to get freer. And Let me see if I have this here. So I want to see if I can find a testimonial that came in. And one of the things that I noticed was that when we're thinking about the med beds and when we're thinking about all these changes we're about to go through, the more calm and at ease and the clearer, just like the teaching said, what do your words say? What do your intentions say? I want to live in deeper awareness of my ability to live as the harmony of God, to live as the love of God no matter what, to walk so that every day I notice myself improving and acknowledge my devotion to living as the light of God. And so I'm going to read you a testimonial that came in. Good evening, Sue. I just wanted to write how much my husband and I appreciated your MedBed 100 program. We were feeling very uneasy. We had no one to talk to. So listening to these classes and the people on the calls really became important. The program helped to ease our nerves and get us prepared for this thrilling next chapter. Thank you for all you, Bruce, and Bob do for us all. Betty and Mark. And it's very interesting because I'm in the flow of, just kind of seeing where people are, all of that. And here's what I'm going to suggest as an activity, and then we're going to simplify a few things for you. I would take maybe a half an hour and realize spring is the first day of the new year in certain cultures. It's the first day. It's the beginning of new life. What do you want to bring life to? What do you want to see blooming in your life? And how would you live if your life was blooming? Kind of getting out of the goal mindset, which can put you in a left brain kind of controlling place. But if you could see your heart blooming, if you could see your relationship blooming, if you could see your freedom, I'm thinking about that woman that we did the prayer for. See that blooming. New things coming to life. Look at how you can shape what you're doing so that new, fresh, innovative, beyond what you've lived before, that's the status quo. Everybody's going to be called to move, literally, move beyond the status quo. The status quo is what you know. It's your daily life. It's your, I know it. I may not love it, but I know it, so I keep it. That's the way most people live. Hold on a second. And what could you do? Just a little thing. And you can do one little thing a day to make move a little closer to your... There's never waiting. There's always something you can do. You can start packing. You can start practicing your RV presentation. You can do anything that can make your future and your future self bloom. So that's my little tip for tonight. Tiny experiment to just do one little thing. It could be cleaning your house. It could be speaking your truth. But your heart knows. Just do it. Step into the new you and don't continue to play small. Playing small is when you stay with your little self in your little rut, in the things that are safe. I'm not asking you to take big risks. I'm asking you to stretch into more of who your spirit knows you really are, which is vast love, vast beauty, vast Christ heart. And here's our announcement. We have been inundated. If you've sent an email request to us, you'll see that we're like saying, okay, hold on, with MedBed 100 and quantum requests. So I'm just going to say, I know these are very valuable to people. If you'd like to send, if you want the MedBed 100 program that is going to clarify a lot for you, all you have to do is you can send an email to us, but we're kind of getting ourselves out from, it's kind of like what Bob goes through when he has Maya Troll in-house. I kept thinking about you, Bob. I almost called Stephanie today. I swear to God. I almost called her to say, how do you do this? We've been so inundated. I'm not kidding. I had to hold myself back. We've been so inundated. So you can send us an email. If you're hearing about this for the first time and you said, you know, I want the MedBed 100 or I want the Quantum Future Founder Program so I can have really good boundaries, the MedBed program is so that you can have clarity and peace and ease and feel really strong and really lead yourself into your best life, which is going to set up the best life for the planet. Both those programs are designed to get it so that you feel this really clear, really coherent, really focused. I've made my decision. I know exactly who I want to be and how I want to live space. That's what they're designed to do, is to take it so it's not just a bunch of loose coins in your head, but you feel really grounded in your decision and you feel really wise. If you want that, you can send us an email, which I'll give to you in a moment, but please know we're still unpacking from the last week of just an incredible interest in these programs. So we're working on that. And as long as the 800 numbers aren't out, we will continue daily, I don't want to even tell you how many hours a day, getting these out to you. That's our promise, as long as the 800 numbers are not out. So let me tell you how you can get it. Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds, at hushmail.com. And just put MedBed Quantum or MedBed Quantum and your name, your telephone number. Please let us know if you have PayPal. And that's all you'll need to do. And I just want to leave you with this. You are literally, all of us, right in this very moment, in this now moment, no human in the past 25,000 years is on the threshold of what we are on the threshold of. And you are here to live the highest of what humanity can be. And it's been a privilege to work with Bob and Bruce and this whole community of the most loving hearts that are about to discover who they really are as unlimited beings in Christ. And happy spring. And that's what I want to say tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Yep, appreciate that very much. And I know the demand is high for MedBed 100s as well as the Quantum 100 program. And I know people will still want to send you emails to get those. So I'll recap that in my segment as well for you. Thank you,
Bruce.
Welcome. Bob? Sue did it, not me. She mentioned Myotrol. As much as we'd
love to
say
it. Was I not supposed to say that?
No, that's right. No, you could say it.
Oh, sorry.
Uh,
what okay. we've got is, and Bob can explain it, we've got a situation where we're looking for the Myotrol to be delivered, but I don't know, unless you have a recent update, Bob, tonight, whether we have it shipped yet or fully tested and on its way. But it is something that a lot of people want, and a lot of people are waiting until we get that in before they put a new order in. I don't think they should wait, though. I think they should go ahead and order, especially if they're trying to take advantage of the sale, Bob, because we want that Myotrol as soon as we can possibly receive it. So between that and testimonials and anything new that you have, Bob, we're just all ears right now.
Okay, Bruce. Well, I'll start out with the Myotrol.
Okay.
Sorry, Bob.
Unfortunately, I'm probably not going to get the update until tomorrow. Even though it's, you know, Pacific time where they're putting the finishing touches on it, it's not quite finished, and we're gonna get an update tomorrow. So as of now, it's still not available, and unfortunately, you can't order it, Bruce, because when you do, you get an out of stock thing, and it just won't let you keep going. So, but I can assure you this: everybody that has purchased Myotrol before will receive an email and a text message as soon as it comes in. And when that happens, if at all possible, you want to do your order online, because as Sue was saying, you know, there can be overwhelm. And if we have all of a sudden 500 people want to call to order their Myotrol, it's if you have the capability to do it online, you definitely should do that. Otherwise, you could be in a queue waiting to get called back. And so anyway, that's the update on that, and it's been pretty frustrating. As I was talking with all the staff at Boomers this morning on a Zoom call, you know, we've put everything in place that we can at this time, you know, to try to address the fact that when we placed the order for this Myotrol back in September, we thought for sure we would have it by around Christmas time, and it was things totally out of our control that delayed it by months. And it's not unusual. That's, you know, that's the kind of thing that's happening in businesses quite a bit these days, including with the post office. Even, you know, we used to send packages out and they would arrive in 2 days. And now, even if you pay the extra postage for priority, and you're mailing it out on a Thursday, they'll say to you, okay, great, priority mail. It'll be there next Tuesday. And it's like, what happened to Saturday, you know? And it's just the way things are going. So everybody that's in business has to try to make plans way far out. And even when you do, even when you give yourself a three-month cushion, there can still be things that happen that make you run out. And so then what you do is you go, okay, well, maybe we need more than a three-month cushion. Maybe we need a six-month cushion.
6 months.
And so we have to start doing it that way, which we already are. Right? Now, we do have a Myotrol testimonial, with all that being said.
Okay.
And, it's very short and sweet. The person says, I like the healing and improving it is bringing into my health. I can feel the physical effects. And there's another one about gladiator barley. It says, I believe the gladiator barley is having a positive effect on being regular. I say that based on running out for a few days before receiving my next order. Then things became more regular again.
There you go. That's
we good. Hear that a lot from people. Then this person wrote in about Boomer Boost. I was drinking this a few years ago, and then the formula changed, and I didn't like the taste at all, so I stopped. Then they changed the formula, and now I drink it with almond milk, and it's great.
Oh, wow.
And so that's another thing for, you know, another one of those things in the world of nutrition companies. I mean, especially if you're making a product that has, you know, 60-plus nutrients in it. They all have their, each one has its own taste profile. And now when you mix them all together, now you have to try to figure out flavoring that's all natural that can make the product taste good. And it's really, really hard to do. We had it dialed in for quite a while with this one formulator. We just had a knack for it. And it's kind of like there are certain, you know, drinks that people get that are a blend of lots of different things. And each year, the company has to try to make it taste like the year before, but none of the ingredients taste the same as they did the year before because of the weather and things like that. And that's true with Boomer Boost. When you receive the ingredients, they come from many different sources. They're not the same as they were the year before. And that's the same with our barley and our lignans and our probiotics. And so when you're doing flavoring, each time you make a batch, you have a protocol you're trying to follow, but it doesn't always work. And so when the formulator that was really good at it for those 7 years decided to retire, that's when we started having trouble with the flavor. The new person took a few tries to get it, and even if they made samples and sent it to it and we tasted it and it seemed to be good, when it actually was delivered in an order of 5,000 jars, it wasn't so good. And so those things happen, and you just keep working, you keep focused, and you keep working on it. And so right now, anybody that had been taking, you know, Boomer Boost and didn't like the taste the last year or two, now you can get back started on it again. And it's very valuable to do. You know, Boomer Boost is something that helps provide tremendous amount of energy and focus and concentration. And it's really, really good for your heart muscle, your circulation. It's got branched chain amino acids in it, amino acids, and vitamins and minerals and all kinds of antioxidants and arginine. And when people use it, they get really healthy. And so this is not something that you see on TV where somebody threw together, you know, 17 different vegetables and put it in a pill. That's a vegetable pill. This is a highly, highly sophisticated product put together by the top scientists in the world that knew exactly what they were doing when they wanted to create a super powerful nutraceutical product that was all based on science and not just a bunch of plant extracts thrown together, which is not bad for you. It's actually good for you to have those plant products, but it's nowhere near the same thing as a scientifically engineered combination. And so those were two of the testimonials. Bruce, the other one, actually, that's all of them. There's just those three. Another one came in that was just like, excellent stuff.
Excellent stuff.
We get a bunch of those. People, they feel compelled to give us a testimonial, but they don't know what else to say except, this is great. But I can tell you this, we have some really great sales going on. And the sale that we have 11 different products that are in this sale. And it's a buy one, get one half off sale that's still going on. It includes both our barley products, our probiotics, our lignans, and also ashwagandha, our vitamin D, our omega-3s, our vitamin B, and magnesium, and also our olive leaf extract, and one other that I'll tell you about in a second. But also, because we had a situation with our Clarity Factor, that people really love Clarity Factor. It's just works really well for your memory and focus and concentration. And the company that made it for us for many, many years went out of business, like suddenly, and just stopped returning our phone calls. Something happened with the owner of the company, and they couldn't keep it going. And we had to find a new manufacturer that would make us the exact formula because we didn't want to change it. And it took quite a while before we got somebody that agreed to do it. They had to make us samples, et cetera, et cetera. Then they put it together, and we were out of it for months. But it's back in stock, and we put it on sale. It's 10% off. And what's happening with people that are calling in to talk to Lucy and Stephanie is they're putting it onto the subscription/auto-ship program, and they get an extra 10% off for that order. And we have lots of people that are calling in and doing that right now. And the last thing is this, Bruce. There's an article that just came out. It's kind of a summary of one area of health and wellness and anti-aging science. And it's related to what is kind of being referred to in the general sense as zombie cells. So human beings have, you know, 50 trillion cells. They have liver cells, kidney cells, heart cells, brain cells, bone cells, nerve cells, etc. And as those cells move along in their age, they tend to get worn out. And at some point, they are signaled to and go ahead and obey the signal to just go ahead and call it quits, and they die off and get out of the way, and a new cell will take its place. And this helps create, you know, healthy aging. But the older you get, the more frequently some of those cells that are supposed to be dying off and getting out of the way don't quite get the message all the way. So they become very weak and dysfunctional, but they're not dying. And in older people, up to about 2% of all the cells in your body can be like that, these zombie cells. And it's unfortunate because some of them will turn cancerous. And all of them put out inflammatory cytokines that raise your body's inflammation and gives rise to diseases. And so there's tons of research that's been going on in this regard. And there's lots of drug companies that are trying to come up with different drugs to signal these cells to get out of the way. And some are successful, but none of them have made their way to the market yet. And there is one company that has an artificially created ingredient that they combine together with quercetin, which is a naturally occurring compound in certain plants. And it seems to be working the best. They've been testing it in mice, and the mice are doing really well. They're living longer, and they're not getting sick, and so they're kind of excited about it. But what happened, what they discovered as all the research went on, was that each cell acts a little bit differently, where you, if you have liver cells and they become zombie cells, they are becoming zombie cells differently then a kidney cell becomes a zombie cell. And so they have not yet come up with a panacea where they can say, take this pill and all the zombie cells will die off. Well, they might kill off the zombie cells in the liver, but nowhere else. And so they're saying that when all is said and done, years from now, there probably is going to be really effective intervention for this, but it'll be a combination of many different things that people will have to ingest, either with separate pills or all the ingredients together in one pill, in order to have a really profound effect. And they're talking about, in this article, how important it's going to be, because without accomplishing this, it's unlikely that people will live in a healthy state, you know, past a certain age. They said they might be able to, you know, have everybody can live to 120, but not everybody is going to have a very good health span. They're going to be crumbly and old and sick as they age until they can solve this issue. So here's what we do know, that quercetin, okay, has been known for many, many years prior to these studies to be one of two compounds that helps tremendously in getting rid of zombie cells. And the other one, the other ingredient, is resveratrol. Now, resveratrol is what they call the French paradox. People in France tend to seem to be younger and healthier than the average person around the world, and they believe that it's because of the resveratrol, which is in red wine, which people in France drink more red wine than people in other parts of the world. And you would think that drinking alcohol would not be good for your health, but in moderation and the right type of alcoholic beverage seems to be good. Now, here's the good news. You don't have to drink alcohol because resveratrol can be separated from the wine and put into a pill. And guess what? If you also put quercetin in that same pill, the quercetin and resveratrol together create this signal for zombie cells to be killed off and get out of the way. And research was done on this by the Life Extension Foundation going back like 15 years ago. And they showed that it actually worked. And so when we created our resveratrol product, which I was saying I'll save to the end to tell people about, we not only put resveratrol in the pill, but also quercetin. And so you actually have already a product called Resveratrol Advanced Blend that acts as what the scientists are calling a senolytic, meaning it is an effect against senescent cells that are old and won't die and get out of the way. And so that is one of the products that's also on sale at this buy one, get one half off price that we have going on. And so in people's quest to be as healthy for as long as they can, you have to know about this whole concept of zombie cells, and you have to know where the state of the art is on any given moment about what you do about it. And it's two things. You want a product that has resveratrol and quercetin, which we have, that we created, and the other one is exercise. Exercise seems to be a panacea, meaning all the different cells that all act a little bit differently in their old age seem to be positively affected by exercise. And people that regularly exercise, even if it's just walking or moving around a lot around the house, have a lot less of these zombie cells than people who are sedentary. Right? And so that's something else to know. And another reason for people to pay attention to their level of exercise. And with that, Bruce, is the end of what I wanted to say tonight. It's 17 minutes after 10.
All right. Thank you, Bob. I love that discussion. about the zombie cells and about how important the quercetin in resveratrol is. And I love that, and I made sure to order that in this last go-round when I made my last order this past week. And, it's really, gosh, that's a really, really good deal to have a buy one, get one half off and include that product. It's very valuable. I love that, and I made sure to make that part of my last order. And I do love the taste of Boomer Boost even more than the last one. It's got a nice berry flavor to it, and it goes down very, very easily. And, in combination with barley, Gladiator barley for me, and premium probiotic and lignans, it's just a delicious drink. And, they can get that by ordering online or by phone, but it's preferable if they use the toll-free number. Now, here's the actual website so that you can go online and get it. First, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you go on that site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. If you click on the banner, it's a direct link into Bob's website, and it'll bring you in and show you all the products on sale and give you everything that you want to know about each of the products. And there's quite a bit more information down at the foot of the page. So make sure that you do that. Now, the 800 number is used if you need to call in. And if you have a question or you have a problem with something, you can go ahead and call. But that number is 800-861-861. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So, and if you do call, a lot of times you'll get a recording. That's okay. All you do is leave your name and phone number, and they'll call you right back as soon as they get off the line with someone else. And I know that Stephanie is my rep, and she's great at returning my call, and I don't keep her. We knock the order out, boom. She takes care of it. Next thing you know, I've got a confirming email or text, in my case, text on my phone, and it's all good. It goes very well. So that's what you want to do to get in there, and I would highly recommend, let's not wait on Myotrol. Let's get that a little later. If it happens to come in this month, great, we'll get it. Otherwise, we'll also go ahead and order and take advantage of some of these on-sale items. Really good. And I love it, and I stocked up this last go-around. So let's do this. Let's talk about where we are on the Intel front. And I don't have quite as complete the Intel that I was hoping to get this afternoon. We've lost connection with one of my sources that I don't know. I'll probably hear from him tonight after the call. That is typical sometimes if we lose contact during the day. But here's the thing. What we have is what we were expecting was for everything to start today with notifications. Now, here's what appears to be happening. At our last discussion about rates and about screens, we had the 4X with the new currencies that are all going up in value, and there's 18 of them total that are going up in value. Those rates were populating on all screens. 4X with the rates blinking, moving up and down, populating, coming in, going up, and all that, and then same thing on bank screens and the same thing on redemption center screens. And what we had understood was if those rates are solid by last night before midnight, then we would be good to go today. Well, I'm not sure that they all settled into solid rates. Okay, so then we thought, well, okay, let's see what happens today, and let's see if those rates become solid during the day or by midnight tonight. All right. And then we had the information that showed, okay, yeah, the Forex rates directly are tied to and affect the rates at the banks. But redemption center rates, which is what we're all going for, redemption center rates are not directly tied to the Forex and therefore can be put up at whatever rates the countries decide and the redemption centers are going to have for us, not necessarily the same as are on Forex or on the bank screens. And we know that's the case. We know that redemption center rates, for the most part, can be higher than those at the banks. Okay, and we've talked about the rate of the dinar. We've talked about the Iraqi dinar contract rate being way higher than bank screen rates even thought about getting to. And they will be. It'll be quite a bit higher. And I've told you guys roughly where we expect it to be. And I've told you that several times. So that's still in play and still looking good. We know the ZIM is on par with the U.S. yen dollar. And we know that the dong is probably the only one we know of for sure that should be the same on bank screens as it is on redemption center screens. However, if you have dong only, we still recommend that you call and set an appointment for the redemption centers because there are additional perks and information that you should get when you go in and exchange the dong. So we'll see how all that comes together. Now, we had heard earlier today that our timing may be tied to a period which would introduce the currencies as new currencies, if you will, to the Forex, no longer exotic currencies like what they are right now, but the revalued currency numbers would show up and be posted either Wednesday or Sunday. And we thought if we don't have anything by today, it looks like we could be delayed all the way till the weekend, which is only a couple days away till Saturday. So we could be there. We could get notifications as early as tomorrow and start exchanges Saturday, or we could get pushed all the way to Sunday and get going Monday or Tuesday. All of this is in play right now because we don't know exactly where the rates stand as being solid on redemption center screens yet. If they are solid now or solid tomorrow, it looks good that we would be notified tomorrow. But we don't have that confirmed yet. So I'm going to try to get that confirmed, which won't help this call tonight, but I'll try to help it, or I'll try to confirm it after the call tonight, provided that can happen. The other thing is that bondholders are looking to get their access to funds at this point. I'm going to say probably Saturday. It could be tomorrow, but it could also be on Saturday. And now bonds are only being transacted in two cities in the U.S., Reno and Miami, both at Wells Fargo locations, Reno and Miami. No longer in New York, no longer Atlanta, not in Zurich or Geneva, Switzerland, but only in Reno and Miami. And we have sources on the ground in both of those areas, Reno and Miami, and reporting on the number of flights that are coming in every hour into those two cities to transact their bonds. But guess what? These bondholders are all international. They're coming from other places around the world. to do this here. That's the activity that people are seeing in Reno, with extra flights going in 6, 7, 8 an hour in and out of Reno, but where we might have maybe 3 flights an hour coming in and out of Miami International Airport, private side, for bondholders. So for Wells Fargo. And so that's what's happening. So bondholders are held back just like we are until everything is ready to go. Now, President Trump made a very short address that was taped for a crypto currency summit today. He made the little blurb from the Oval Office. I got to hear it today after he made that, and it was recorded, and so it was played for this cryptocurrency summit. And what was interesting is he talked about the value of 5 of these crypto coins. And I think we know which they are. We've got Bitcoin. We've got, let's see which ones. We've got Solano, Cardano, XRP, which is Ripple, XRP, and Ethereum. I think those are your 5 right there. Those 5 will actually add value to the U.S. dollar, but in a very real sense, it's the gold-backed U.S. dollar, we call the USN, that is adding value to those crypto coins. So they both are working together in conjunction, and as I mentioned on Tuesday's call, I believe it's Cardano and Bitcoin already have a relationship that's tied together by blockchain technology where they can interact between those 2 coins. I predict they'll all be interactive, where they'll all be tradable, movable, sellable, buyable on each of those coin platforms moving forward. We'll see if there's a consolidation, if there's elimination. I don't think any of those 5 will be eliminated. At least that's not what it looks like right now. So, as ZIM holders, I've been told I don't think we have to worry about that for ourselves. It's good for people that maybe don't have currency or don't even know about the currency to be involved in. And President Trump's in favor of them and has spoken about it several times. And here he addressed the summit, if you will, cryptocurrency summit today. So I'm encouraged by where that's going. And also I've heard that more and more IRS agents have been let go, and we're getting ready to – I want to see us move into NASARA for this country and JASARA for the global economic JASARA, global economic, Security and Reformation Act. Global Economic Security and Reformation Act. And NASARA, National Economic Security and Reformation Act. And I'm looking for it to occur in this country for us, because we know what's included in it. We know that we have a 14% consumption tax. We know that state income taxes, which are not happening in 7 of our states right now, like Florida and Texas and Massachusetts and, I think it's Wyoming. There are several states, 7 of them, that don't have state income tax. There won't be state income tax in any state, but the consumption tax will be collected and monitored by quote-unquote IRS agents in each state. But it's going to be like decentralized, just like education is going to go to the states and be a part of the state will manage it and manage education in each state. The same thing is going to be true about collecting consumption tax on new items that we purchase. but it won't be affected on used items that we buy or a lot of other things. And it's not, so we're not going to have our federal income tax or state income tax. And I'm not sure how real estate taxes are affected. I think they may go away too, but we'll have to see about that. So when NYSARA does fully kick in, not only do we get debt relief and R&R and, you know, everything that we're looking to receive from it, but we go to the consumption tax, which is going to be way better for everybody, including us. It'll be so much better. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, when is it going to kick in? Gosh, we thought it would kick in by now. I was told within 15 days of the 10th of the month. Well, tomorrow's the 25th, and it hasn't kicked in yet. I'm going to say we're going to have to see what happens, because right now we're looking to have information come in that tells us about the Social Security increase. Also information that confirms the tax structure, everything else. There's quite a bit that has to come out. Will it happen before the end of the month, which today's what, the 20th? That's 8 days away. No, check that. 11 days away to the 31st? It could. We could still get our increase in social added on as an extra payment this month. I've been told that would probably be the case, because nobody's had an increase in their Social Security on the Wednesdays, and we've hit three Wednesdays as of yesterday, right? The 5th, the 12th, the 19th, and the last Wednesday is the 26th. So we'll get that, you know, when we get it. Will it be this month? We're just going to have to wait and see. But we know that R&R for us, when we go in for our exchanges, will be there when we go in to exchange and redeem our ZIM. So that's two of the four that should be there as soon as we get numbers and set appointments and go. Will tomorrow come into play for numbers where we would start on Saturday? Don't know. That was what we got yesterday. Now, that may have changed. That's the thing about this intel, guys. As you know, it has changed more times than not. And maybe we're not there until the weekend and Monday or Tuesday of next week. I really don't know. I'm sorry. I wish I could be more definitive. But at this point, we've kind of lost the connection to get that information. I will say this, there has been an effort for certain bond paymasters in Reno and Miami to no longer make calls out of that area. They've got major things happening that are keeping those calls from going. So this shows how close we are. The fact that they're restricting their own paymasters for Wells Fargo from speaking on their phones. And so that's what we have to look at and say, okay, well, I guess that means that we're very, very close. And that is exactly what it means. So everything else is moving in the direction that we want it to go behind the scenes. President Trump has done a great job of contacting President Putin of Russia, and they had a good hour and a half call 2 days ago. And then yesterday, President Trump had an hour call or so, close to an hour, with President Zelensky, and they're agreeing in principle to the terms that President Trump has come up with for a ceasefire, at least a temporary ceasefire, and a work toward a lasting treaty and peace. And, of course, the way Hamas is going down there in Israel, things are not quite peaceful down there right now. But I'm sure that we're working to try to establish that and get that done. My understanding is we're not to have war under the Jassara Treaty or the Jassara Act, and hopefully we're moving toward getting that put into place, putting it into effect. I know, for example, that Iraq has revalued their currency and it's been put out, their in-country rate, their international rate. Same thing's true for Vietnam. They put their rate out yesterday, and the rest of the countries were looking to have do the same thing. I believe it was going to be the Afghanistan Afghani, Indonesian Rupiah, and maybe a couple of others have their rate out as revalued. I haven't heard that it happened, but that was next. And then, of course, the rest of the currencies, which are totally 17 or 18 total, that are coming up substantially in value. That's all those rates that are being put on the Forex and on bank and redemption center screens that are fluctuating up and down right now, trading. And hopefully that will solidify possibly by midnight tonight. If so, we got a good chance of getting notified tomorrow. But we'll have to see. You guys are going to have to just watch this along with us. Watch for emails. Watch for your email from Wells Fargo with the toll-free number in it. Also, check bigcalluniverse.com to see if we put up the 800 number over the weekend or whenever it is that we get it. As soon as I get it, can validate it, verify it. We'll have Bob and Raleigh put it up on bigcalluniverse.com. Make sure that you're registered on that site. We'll send you an email with the number in it if you're registered for it, and we'll be in touch with you after this goes to let you know what we're doing with our projects. And it'll take us a while to get our websites up and running, to where you can go to the new websites we'll have. But in the meantime, we'll be in contact with you by email. And if I do a podcast, or Bob and I do one, or Sue and Bob and I do one, we'll put it in a link and we'll send it to you in the email. So make sure that you're registered with your email on bigcalluniverse.com. Okay? So, that's what I have to say, except for when it comes to being totally prepared for the med beds, when they are available, which should be after the first exchange is done, that soon, after the first of the exchanges are done throughout the United States, the med beds will be available by dire need, and ZIM holders get priority. They want us to live a long time to see our projects through to completion. And so I want you guys to be prepared to know how to go in for the interview process on the med bed. As you go in, you need to get Sue's MedBed 100 course, a two-class course, about 3 hours long, on the med bed and everything that you can do and ask for when you go in for your interview. So please get that. It's called the MedBed 100. And while you're thinking about that, don't forget the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, which we call the Quantum 100. And the Quantum 100 is how you'd ask for it. And that will set you up where once you come out of the Redemption Center, you have a real good concept of who you are and who you want to be walking into your new life as a quantum leader and as a founder in our future. So that is very important also. That's $100. The MedBed 100 is $100. Both together are $200. And you want to send Sue an email. And the email should say in the subject line either MedBed 100 or MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100. Okay, if you want both, let her know and send an email to Integrated Minds, Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And send those out tonight so that if we do get numbers tomorrow, we don't know when, but if we do, she'll be able to get those out, as many as possible, before the numbers come out. So time is of the essence. Please go ahead and do that now and get those out to Sue tonight. She'll do her very best. And watch your emails. As soon as you send it, watch for a responding email to come back to you, and then track it all day, two or three times a day, to make sure you don't have one sitting in your inbox that asks you for a payment, or you have an invoice in there that you need to read and take care of. Obviously, if you have PayPal, it's the easiest, best way to go. But put your name and your cell phone number in the body of your email so that she can see that if she needs to call you or text you, she can do that. And, of course, put the name so she knows who she's talking about. Everybody has different emails, and the emails don't line up with the name half the time. They don't have anything about who you are. So make sure that you have that in the body of your email. All right? Now, that is what I'd wanted to bring up tonight. Take advantage of Bob's sale. Take advantage of these 11 products that are buy one, get one half off. We know that the Myotrol is almost done, probably, with checking, if it's not, and ready to be shipped. So we're very close on it, and we'll keep you apprised on that. We'll see if we have a call Tuesday. We don't know at this point whether we will or not. If we do, it should be, hopefully, it'll be a celebration call. Okay, so let's hope for that, in which case we would do it, then we have the recorded celebration call ready for you. We could do the call sooner. If we get the numbers sooner and we start setting appointments and exchange, then we'll probably do a recorded celebration call. In the meantime, I want to thank Sue for all the work she's put in and what a great job she's doing getting out the information to people. And thank you, Bob, for handling the boards, handling the music, doing everything we've needed to be done on that end, and the nutrition side of our life, extremely important. And Sue's got the brain science side of life and consciousness side that she's bringing. Thank God she's doing our teachings and prayer requests, praise reports, all of that, plus her segment. And it's just been a really wonderful thing to have the help of both Sue and Bob as co-hosts on the big call. And thank you, satellite team, SAT team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. And that's really very beneficial to get it out there to everybody. And thanks, everybody, also, who are listening. Thank you, Jeannie, and thank you, Pastor Scott, and thank you, GCK, and everybody that supports the effort that we're doing on the Big Call. Thank you, Big Call Universe, all of the listeners that have been with us into our 14th year of the Big Call. Wow, it's amazing. And I think I'm actually, as of today, 20 years and 5 days invested with the currencies. 20 years and 5 days. So anyway, I'm excited about where we are. Guys, I wish I could give you an exact timing for this, but just hang in there and know that it's very, very close, and we'll be in touch with you. All right, so stay with us, and let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that everyone has brought tonight on the call, for Sue, for Bob, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, everyone that has brought everything that we could share. And thank you for the information coming in. Thank you for everything that's happening behind the scenes, the population of rates, around the world and for the coming together of everything that we need to happen so that we can get the blessing that is coming our way. So thank you for the healing, for hydrating us, providing for us completely. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and have a great weekend. Let's keep an eye on our emails.